I'm there with that last guy. If Mariah Carey set up a concert at the side of my house and asked the PSNI to move her on. Well, do you know what? Isn't it good that it's never going to happen? Anyway, I was talking to you earlier about the fact that we were going to have Miss Linda Brand, my dear friend and chairperson for Youth Lyric, and also, of course, teacher at the Belfast Met, coming in for a chat along with Ian McCormick, who's head of school at the Belfast Met. And I am delighted they're both here. Hello, both of you.
Hello,
Ian, good to see you. Welcome. And Linda, always lovely to see you. How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm good, thanks. Missing a night out with you, actually. We have so much to catch up on.
We have. Is the Belfast Met busy at the minute? Is this the time of the year?
Oh, my word.
Is this the time of the year when everybody's just right on it?
Yeah, always busy. Always busy. You know, if you're not marking assignments, then you're preparing for the next semester, which just started this week, and we're back into lessons again, so there's always something to do. But as you'll hear, we're going to tell you about this project, which is fantastic project-based learning for our students, where they get really hands-on on a professional production.
Is this a new way of doing business with them, students getting them actually out and onto the job?
Well, not for us really, you know, because Belfast Met is what we've always been good at, you know, giving students work-based learning, work-based experience, you know, so hands-on learning. But this is one that's just really encompassing a whole load of disciplines.
Right, we're going to find out all about it in a wee second. But first of all, I want to ask you to give us a wee bit of a background on Youth Lyric. For anybody who doesn't know what amazing work that Youth Lyric does, tell us a wee bit about it.
Well, they're so good. I mean, it's a organisation, a charitable organisation that provides dance and drama tuition for young people from about age P1 age upwards, really, to about 18. But we have been known to, some people have stayed with us till they're over 21, but never mind. We have about 300 students, give or take, and they come from all areas of Northern Ireland, Greater Belfast mostly. We have classes in Antrim and in Belfast, and our classes in Belfast are expanding. We're at Antrim Grammar School, Strathearn Grammar School, Strandtown Primary, and the Saturday classes are in Stremlis College Orchard Building. Mm-hmm. So it depends what age you are and everything, which class you go to. But do you know the one thing that I love about it, and my two sons went to Youth Lyric when they were little. They're all grown up now. But, you know, I think one of the things we lack here in Northern Ireland, or we're not automatically born with necessarily, is confidence. Mm. And while those people, young people who go to Youth Lyric, they may never be on the stage again. They may never be up there acting with the great and the good or whatever. But it gives them an element of confidence so that they may have to stand up. You know, who doesn't have to stand up and make a speech at some time in their lives, a presentation or maybe a best man speech at a wedding or something like
that? Even job interviews, things like that, where you've got to sit there and speak out about yourself.
So it just helps them to kind of getting used to performing in front of an audience or in front of other people. And it just builds confidence, you know, for whatever that career might lie ahead. But the lovely thing about it is that when you think of drama and, you know, maybe think of a sort of middle class audience or middle class students or what, it's not like that at all, because we have people from all ages, all backgrounds, coming, boys and girls. And you know, a lot of students maybe are in financial hardship. We have bursaries. We have so many students on bursary scholarships and half scholarships as well, so there's always financial help available, and that's why we just keep going and raise the money.
Well, how do people get involved with that? I mean, just while we're talking about it, I mean, if anybody was listening right now thinking maybe my kid, that's what they need, they just need to build a bit of confidence, I could send them there once a week. How do you do it?
Absolutely. We have weekly classes in, as I say, Antrim and different parts of Belfast. Go on the website. There's all the contact details are on the website, youthlyric.co.uk, and find out there.
A wee bit more about it.
Yeah, the website, and there's a Facebook page as well. There's an Instagram, you know, social. We're all over social.
Do you know what's great as well about Youth Lyric? Every year, well, almost every year since I've been involved or I've known about them, they've put on a great production.
That's right.
And there's always something great. Remember, you were in talking to us about the Big Friendly Giant at one time, and you brought a couple of the students in, and it was just so much fun. And then they get a chance to actually show off what they've learned throughout the year.
They do.
So this year the production is Titanic.
It is.
Now, how did this come about?
Well, Titanic by Stuart Love. It's just a fantastic production. And it's not so much the, you know, about the sinking of Titanic. It's about Belfast, really, about the characters around Titanic and the building of Titanic and the city of Belfast and so on. So it's a huge cast. I think it's about 60 of those students in the cast. The wonderful Wilfie Piper is directing it. So it's our first collaboration with Wilfie, and he is just a dynamo. He's mm-hmm. just a ball of energy. and he just never stops. So he's been into the Met and he's had meetings with lots of people, lots of course coordinators and departments and so on, getting the buy-in from the practical skills that those students will impart to that. So it's really just about Belfast, the building of Titanic and the kind of culture and the people around that time.
It's very exciting. I'm sure they'll be just looking up, maybe looking at sort of how it came about, the idea of Titanic, the building of it, and then, of course, the eventual tragedy that happened.
The most famous ship,
seems to be like different waves, different times where people get really into Titanic. And I kind of feel that there's a Titanic fever happening all over again.
Like, do you?
Yeah, I kind of feel there's a lot of young people talking about it. I mean, I didn't learn about the Titanic at school, did you?
No, I didn't.
But kids are really learning all about it now, and a lot of kids could tell you everything that
happened. Well, isn't that great? Because, you know, if you look back at our history, I imagine there's so many families whose background and heritage had something to do with Titanic. In those days, everything on Titanic was made, you know, pretty much in this environment. Yeah. Everything from the ropes to the fabric for the curtains, the napkins, linen, all the things that they used in Titanic. It was all local stuff and employed loads of people, a bit like the old equivalent of Game of Thrones.
It's fascinating to be able to see that our young people from Youth Lyric are going to try and portray this, some of the story, because, I mean, the story is like, there's so many stories about Titanic, but they're going to try and do some of that. So Titanic by Stuart Love, and what's amazing is that you've managed to team up with Ian McCormick's Belfast Met to get everybody on board. Ian, tell us a wee bit about how you managed to get involved with what Youth Lyric were doing here.
Well, we're always on the lookout for projects to engage the students, because while Linda and the team are really brilliant at developing the technical skills and the production skills for our students, they do need to be able to work together, work in teams, work with people they don't know, and really be able to work the deadlines. And if we have an external project where it's real life, it's going to happen on a certain date, it's just a great stimulus for the students to get involved with. And the beauty about this project was it covered everything. Our department covers everything from cybersecurity to fashion design and anything that falls in between. And really, this was a project that was going to need fashion and costumes. It was going to need sound. It was going to need music. It was going to need video projection, special effects. And that all falls within the curriculum up at our E3 studios. So we had students from different courses working together, but students from different levels. So everybody from 16-year-olds up to adult students are working on this project. So it just covered such a great range of skills for us.
As you say, it's amazing to get, you're nearly getting the whole school involved, really. Look, I mean, and whenever they go on, say, for example, the fashion side of it, does that become part of their exam mark, or what way does that work?
They have a... Projects are integral to most of the courses we run. So anything they do for a project like this or working for a client, that work is graded so they can submit that as part of their portfolio. Mm-hmm. So as well as getting that wider experience of working with others and doing a real life project, which can go on their show or their portfolio, they'll get a grade for it at the end.
That's brilliant. And it's so much better than just sitting down in the classroom and writing about it. Because in the real world, you've got to actually do it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can sit down behind a computer screen and write a dissertation or whatever about how to create a costume or whatever it is. But actually doing it is what will separate you from the competition. So, I mean, that's a great thing about all of our courses. There are people actually hands-on making it. You know, you learn a bit of the theory as well, of course, but you also get to make the product too. And we've actually started this a number of months, just before Christmas there, where we had students, HND students from graphic design, two of our tutors, Gareth Stewart and Dermot Dunbar. We put a competition out there. We offered a modest prize for a student to design the poster that would promote
production. Excellent.
And the winner was Caitlin Burns. So her poster design is what you're seeing.
That is brilliant. Well done, Caitlin. Is absolutely fantastic. And I'm thinking about all the productions that are now happening in Belfast and Northern Ireland. And so your students coming out with some experience of what it's like. I mean, that's so, so important, isn't it? I mean, they're talking about Belfast being the Hollywood of Europe because there's so many things happening here. So many films being made, so many plays, all the rest of it. So it's great that students are getting that sort of hands-on experience so they can see what it's actually like to do stuff like that. So what about getting tickets to go along and see this production once it's finished?
Absolutely. You go online, the website. I think you get a tiny discount if you go online and book it online, but you also phone the box office. Certainly tickets are available now, although they are selling. Well, we've got a matinee on the Saturday. It's on from Wednesday, the 11th of March, till Saturday, the 14th of March. Mm-hmm. And there's a matinee on the Saturday. I was going to tell you something there, and I've completely forgotten what it was.
Actually, well, I'm keep
disappointed whatever you said.
I keep talking. I keep talking until you remember. Me too. I've got to tell you a story after we finish chatting. Theatre at the Mill is the venue.
Yeah.
And that's kicking off on Wednesday the 11th, as Linda says, right through until Saturday the 14th, with the matinee in there as well. But all the details are on the website, I take it. People will be able to find out on the Theatre at the Mill website, as well as the Youth Lyric website.
Theatre at the Mill or Youth Lyric website.
How much is it going to cost to get in and see it?
I think it was about £11 or something. There's from £11 for concessions, you know. Saturday night, obviously, a wee bit more expensive, but not that much. But starts at £11, I believe.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, listen, folks, go online, have a wee look. Is there anything else we need to tell everybody? I get the questions after
you
go.
We're having an open day at E3. Yeah, have to tell you about that. Yeah. We're having an open day at our campus, E3 Belfast Met. That's our studio, our media campus, which is in the Springfield Road. And it's on Tuesday, the 11th of February from lunchtime onwards. That's our kind of midterm break week. But we will all be there. You can see our studio.
What time is it all at?
From lunchtime onwards, about 12, 1 o'clock.
I'm writing it down, that's why.
So we'll have the studio in operation. Hopefully some volunteer students will actually take the day and come in. You can see the production gallery in operation. We've got green screen down there. We've got visual effects. All of these skills that are going to be used actually on this Titanic project, some of those will be in operation. We've got filming, single camera techniques, editing, all of those things. So if you're interested at all, even in looking at any of those kind of creative media courses, because that's a big growing area in Northern Ireland now, as you've said, that's maybe one of the things you might want to come and check out.
Anybody who's thinking about even a career change, because there's no age limit to how you want to go.
No, we've mature students study on our course as well.
Okay, so have a look. Last word from Ian then, to get us all up to E3, what do we have to do?
Just turn up on the day. It'll be get out in social media when and where. And the thing is, you'll be able to see some of the production in operation and also some of the student work that's been done to date. So we'll have the big screens up with some of our award-winning short films and animations on there that we've won at the Royal Television Society.
Oh, like that. You've a load of awards up
we
there.
Do.
I know that. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in. And good luck with the brilliant collaboration there for the Belfast Met, teaming up with Youth Lyric to put on this fabulous show, to help out with this fabulous show, Titanic by Stuart Love. I'll give you the dates again, folks, because I would love you to go along and support it. Watch out for all our fabulous young people on the stage and see all the great work that's been done backstage from all the people from the Belfast Met. Linda Brands, Ian McCormick, lovely to have you in. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you.